In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today. You have 40 days. Amen. I have 40 days. 40 days of fasting, praying, and giving to the poor alms. I remember so many Ash Wednesdays that I started to do what I was called to do, to fast, to pray, and to give alms. And then something happened, maybe the third week of Lent, and I fell, and I didn't continue to do what I had said I would do. Is that familiar? Well, what do you do about that? The next day you start again. You start again, fasting, praying, and giving alms. Don't be robbed. You see, we are all so weak. And if our weakness makes us fall, that we do not do what we were asked to do at Lent, we start all over again the next day. Do not just quit. You have 40 days. I have 40 days. And these 40 days, the Lord wants to be filled with prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Today, I'm going to talk about almsgiving, giving money to the poor, giving money for their salvation, giving money so that they can eat. Oh, yes, that's what I'm going to talk about today. And you know, we as Catholics have not been taught how to give. That's just real. People think that when the collection box comes around, I put $2 in. You know what I say? Keep it. You need it more. $2? You can't go to Dunkin' Donuts for $2. Your $2 does not represent who you are. You've not learned how to give. You've not learned how to open up your wallet and give more than what's expected. And you know, we've not taught the people. Giving is so important. This ministry gives 10% of what we earn to go on radio. We give away to the poor. Give, and it shall be given to you, pressed down, shaken together, running over into the folds of your garment. It's all about giving, and it's all about receiving. This is Lent, Ash Wednesday. Oh, people call on the phone. What time am I going to get my ashes? What time are the ashes being distributed? I won't just tell you. I don't care about ashes. I care about you, and I care about the 40 days we have leading to Easter. I don't care about ashes. People say, well, I got my ashes. Well, honey, if that makes you happy, I'm very sad for you. It has nothing to do with ashes. It has everything to do with beginning to give ourselves to God in prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Nothing to do with ashes. I don't know how people think that ashes equal some kind of crown for their heads. Oh, no. Ashes means we're beginning to walk with God, with Jesus, during these 40 days. That's what it means. I'm starting a race, and Ash Wednesday is the beginning of my race. But don't be fooled. It'll only end on Easter. And you and I are called to continue to fast, pray, and give alms, even after we fail. We're so weak. Many times we fail and we quit. No, no, no. You fail to pray, give alms, you start again the next day. That's the way it is. And we do it not because we're going to gain anything. We do it so that we can seek God more fully and more totally. That's what it's about. Lent is about seeking God in a way that we've not sought him every other part of the year. Are you going to seek God? Or are you going to get your ashes? I tell you, I'd rather omit my ashes and seek God. But I don't want either or. I want both and. I want ashes, and I want to seek the face of the living God during these 40 days.
Ashes, because we know we are sinners. A cross, because we have a Savior. Even this Lent, it's not only about giving something up. We need to. You know, I was watching this Exorcist, and they're saying, like, the demons have the most prevalent power in the world than they ever have because people just lack basic spiritual discipline. And what he said, that a basic spiritual discipline is the ability for us to give something up for the Lord on a daily basis. Even people, you might go to church or mass every day, but do we have the discipline to be able to give something up on a daily basis, to deny ourselves on a daily basis? If we don't have the grace and the ability to deny ourselves, then we can't follow Christ. Because denial of self means that we live for God. But it's not only about denial of self this Lent. When you give something up, you got to fill it in with something better. So as you deny yourself, you want to fill that time and fill that with something more powerful. Maybe you're going to read the scriptures for 20 minutes every day. Maybe you're going to pray the rosary and meditate on the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus every day. Maybe you're going to pray the breviary every day. You see, Lent is two part. There's a denial of the flesh, but then there's us giving ourselves to God. And if you say that you're going to read the scriptures for 20 minutes a day, you know what's going to happen? Oh boy, the devil, when it's time to read, he's going to distract you. He's going to fight you. He's going to stir things up in the spirit so things come your way. But we need to be firm. See, what separates someone who's serious about their faith and someone who's wishy-washy is a firmness. When you are firm in your faith, it's not your one thing today, your one thing tomorrow. You're going by how you feel. No. It's, I made this commitment to God, and regardless how I feel, regardless what is going on, I'm not going to be moved. I'm going to honor my commitment to the Lord. And if you miss it, like Father said, it's okay. You just pick it back up. The only thing that separates sinners and saints is sinners fall down, but saints just keep getting back up.
Keep getting back up. Going to confession. How many times have I been told, and have even experienced in my own self, I go to confession, you go to confession. We say the same things over and over. Well, you know what? It's better to say the same things over and over and to receive the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're weak. I'm weak. Yes, we do say the same things over and over. But I'm telling you, by grace, we will be helped.
Yes, and every time you go into that confessional and confess the same things, you're gaining the grace of humility. because it's hard. It's hard to keep confessing the same things. But to humble yourself to the church, God is pouring grace into you. And God is so pleased with you every time you go to that confessional. The devil hates confession. He'll do anything and everything to keep you out of it. Father said God has a perfect way of doing things. Confession. And then he has ways that he honors that are less perfect. Just keeping your sins between you and God and confessing them to God directly. That's good. But the most perfect way that God given us is to go into that confessional where we not only receive sacramental graces, but we are forced to bring all of our sin and darkness to the light. Because anything we bring to the light, it transfigures into light.
Amen. I remember saying this so many times. There's a big rock someplace. And you lift up the rock and you see all the squirrely bugs and running here, there, and everywhere because the light has come into the darkness. I'm going to tell you, that's a real thing. That's a real, and you know what? They're complete bugs in unconfessed sin. And they're crawling and creeping and telling you it's okay. It's okay, God understands. Jesus said in the 20th chapter of St. John, whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. I didn't say that. Jesus said it in John 20. And we believe that is the sacrament of penance or confession. Maybe you haven't gone to confession in 28 years. Well, it's time to humble yourself and to get there on a Saturday or whenever your church has it. We have it on Saturday all day long in the morning.
Tonight.
And we'll have it again tonight after Mass and during the prayer meeting.
There is no greater way than to start your Lent, than go get your ashes, go to confession, then come to St. John's, come to Glory Night. You know, even if Father, if they don't have confession lined up at the parish, how do you feel when someone comes up to you and asks, will you hear their confession?
I'm delighted. I'm delighted when someone comes up and I hear their confession. Someone came to me already this morning. I'm delighted. And you know what? I was talking to my friend, Father Sebastian, who's in India. I'm waiting for him to come home so that I can go to confession. Oh, yes. He's my confessor, and I'm waiting. I need him to come home. Now, I'm not scared about it, because you know what? How do we get forgiveness of sin? Through the blood of Jesus. How else do we get it? If you have committed venial sin, through the blood of Jesus, you ask forgiveness and pray, oh my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended thee. And I detest all my sins because I dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell. But most of all, because they offend thee, my God, who art all good and deserving of all my love, I firmly resolve with the help of thy grace to confess my sins, to do penance, and to amend my life. Amen. What a prayer that is. You know, I remember when I was in the second grade, before we went to confession, we got a little piece of paper. It wasn't a whole piece. It was about an eighth of the piece of paper. And it had oh my God, I'm heartily sorry for having offended thee. And we were told that we needed to learn that prayer. And you know what? We did. I don't think that happens anymore. It's a wonderful prayer. It says everything. When I'm in the midst of doing my own thing, I pray that prayer, and all my sins that are venial are washed away in the blood of Jesus. It's important that we teach people to pray the act of contrition. Well, if you don't want to learn that one, I'll give you a new one. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me, a sinner. That's an act of contrition. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me, a sinner. And you know what? He does. He will. You just need to ask for it. I'm seeing people that have been away from the sacrament of penance for years, and God calling you back to confess your sins and to receive grace. That's what he's doing. That's what this broadcast is all about. Confess your sins and receive grace. Are you going to do it? Are you going to respond?
God has his perfect way of acting, and he has ways that he uses, but that aren't in the highest order of God. As we go and we confess our sins, the freedom and the peace come over our life. You know, the Spirit of God is always moving differently. The past couple days, I felt the fire of God upon me. But today, when I woke up, the Spirit of God is moving differently. It's to enter this season of Lent on Ash Wednesday. A peace comes on when you want to repent, almsgive, and pray. It's just, you know, sometimes you got to go through the cross, and sometimes you're living in the resurrection. And the Spirit, it just cycles through us. When we give, when we pray, when we ask God to forgive us from our sins, yes, the blood of Jesus has cleansed us. But it's more about us. Do we have a heart posture of humility? Do we have a heart posture that disposes us to receive the grace of God? See, even when we fast, the church isn't calling us to do these very crazy fasts. It's actually two small meals and one meal that equals the two small ones. Now, if the Spirit leads you, you can do a little more. But the thing is that it's about obedience. When God calls us to go to Mass on Sunday for an hour, we go, because that is what God is asking us to do. When God says don't eat meat on Friday, we do it because that is what God is asking us to do. It's the love language of God is obedience. You know, can we do the little that God is asking us to do? And then there's the inward voice of the Holy Spirit, that the Lord is going to call us to do all different things during Lent. But I think what the Spirit really wants for me to encourage you to do this year is not only give up meat on Fridays and maybe some sweets or give something up, but it's to replace it with a spiritual practice and endure it every day. Could you read a chapter of the Bible for Jesus every day during Lent? Could you pray the rosary every day for the Lord Jesus Christ? Do something that you've never done before and watch God pour out his grace upon it. See, God honors faith. God honors action. God honors movement. So let's move. Why don't you start your Lent by going to confession? Because it's going through the car wash. If you can start your Lent completely free, completely clean, when you leave confession, there's no barriers between you and God. See, sin and the effects of sin separate us from God. So why go to confession if the blood of Jesus has cleansed you from all sin? Look, if we don't say we don't sin, we make God a liar. Every day I do the best I can, but I fall into sin. But when I go to confession, all of that stuff that is separating me from the Lord Jesus, all of the condemnation that the devil is bringing, that is riding on my sin, is cleansed and I am free. And I begin to walk under an open heaven. I begin to walk under an open heaven. How does that sound for you today? To start this Lent under an open heaven. For me, there's nothing that could sound any better.
40 days. You have 40 days. I have 40 days.
What are you going to do?
By God's grace, one day at a time. And if I fail, I'm going to start again. I'm not going to quit. I have 40 days, and they have 40 days of grace. 40 days of grace.
Yeah, there is a different level of grace that God is pouring out during this Lent. Different seasons, God releases different graces to us. And we got to move with the Spirit of God. As I woke up today and I could feel the Spirit of God moving completely different within me. The Holy Spirit is moving during Lent in a way of sacrificial love to God. And our job is to not fight the Spirit, but to enter into it.
Enter in. Be like a little child. I remember when I was a little child that we would go across the street from my house to the Salesian Oratory and Mass every day during Lent. And I also remember that one day I didn't do it, so we started again the next day. We were so blessed. We had a little chapel across the street from my house, and we would start Lent. And I just remember, I'm going to tell you, we were kids, and there was a woman that when we sang the 3 days of blessing, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Easter, Saturday, she came with a beautiful coat with big circles on it, and we were laughing. We were kids, but we were still there. We were still there going to Mass, but we were laughing at the lady's coat. Did God care about that? God was happy that we were laughing.
Amen.
Because we were not condemning, we were not hurting, we were not sinning, we were just happy.
God sees the heart.
And you know what? It's a new day today, a new day to start. And if you fail, it's a new day the next day to begin again.
Do you need to be Catholic to celebrate Lent, Father?
No, you can be. You can even be a person that doesn't go to church. 40 days. There are 40 days of grace. Are you going to use them? Are you going to use them? And if you fail, you start again. That's the message today. 40 days of grace given to us by the church, given to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what he says to you? Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven.
Who did he say it to?
He said that to the apostles in the 20th chapter of St. John.
And the apostles were the first priests.
The first bishops, the first priests. And that's the way God wanted it to be.
And who is Peter?
Peter is the rock. He is the first Holy Father. He is the first Holy Father. And I'm going to tell you, John was more sanctified than Peter. But Jesus chose Peter to be the rock of the church. Ah, why did he do that? I have no idea. But I respect what Jesus does, and I'm humbled by what Jesus does. He still finds people like Peter that are wishy-washy, and he changes them by his grace. Maybe you're wishy-washy today. He wants to change you by his grace. Not your striving. Don't strive. Go under the cross today and say, Jesus, change me by your grace.
The Lord said, don't thrive. Surrender. Don't strive today. Just surrender to me.
And that's what it's all about. Surrender. And when I mess up again, because that's my nature, I start again. I don't quit. It's not time to quit. It's time to forge on. God has things for us, not only through our penance, but he has gifts to give us during this Lent. Are you ready to receive the gifts of God? Are you ready to receive the presence of the Father?
Will you let the Lord take all the rebellion out of your heart? Lord, take all the, I need all the rebellion out of my heart. That when it's Lent, it's time to fast, it's time to pray, and it's time to give to the poor. Whether I like it or not, that is what God is calling me to do.
And that's what Lent is all about. You have 40 days. Maybe you've messed up and not used them in years that came by, went by. It's time to use these 40 days and to be under the cross where all the grace of God is being given to you, for you, and through you. Under the cross I want to live during this Lent. Under the cross of Jesus Christ. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Oh, I want to live under the cross during these 40 days. I want to proclaim forgiveness under the cross to the people of God through the blood of the Lamb. I want to proclaim mercy to the people of God because under the cross there's forgiveness, there's mercy, there's love, there's acceptance. Are you under the cross today? Are you only going to get ashes? Please. Ashes don't mean anything unless we are going to walk for 40 days with the grace of God.
And when you do, just remember, ashes because we are sinners, but a cross because we have a Savior.
God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.